Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says perpetrators and conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack in Kashmir will be given a befitting reply. Assures affected families that justice will be done. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister Modi says the attack shows desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism who do not want peace and democracy to return to Kashmir. Mr. Modi said India's readiness to provide assistance in times of crisis anywhere in the world is becoming the hallmark of nation's identity. National Investigation Agency intensifies search for evidence in the Pahalgam terror attack case. Death toll from massive explosion at Iranian port rises to 25, around 800 injured. And in women's ODI cricket, India take on host Sri Lanka in tri-series opener in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Pahalgam, which occurred on the 22nd of this month.
पीड़ित परिवारों के प्रति हर भारतीय के मन में गहरी संवेदना है भले वो किसी भी राज्य का हो वो कोई भी भाषा बोलता हो लेकिन वो उन लोगों के दर्द को महसूस कर रहा है जिन्होंने इस हमले में अपने परिजनों को खोया है मुझे एहसास है हर भारतीय का खून आतंकी हमले की तस्वीरों को देखकर खौल रहा है पहलगाम में हुआ ये हमला आतंक के सरपरस्तों की हताशा को दिखाता है
The Prime Minister stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism. He said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था. पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी देश के दुश्मनों को जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया
Prime Minister Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. He said global leaders have called him up and written letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही हैं। मुझे भी ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं, पत्र लिखे हैं। इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सब ने कठोर निंदा की है। उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की हैं। पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में साथ खड़ा है मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को फिर भरोसा देता हूं उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा न्याय मिलकर रहेगा
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर पे ट्रिब्यूट्स टू डॉक्टर के कस्तूरी रंगन हु पास्ड अवे टू डेज अगो सेइंग दैट द नेशन हैज लॉस्ट अ ग्रेट साइंटिस्ट He said Dr. Kasturi Rangan's contributions in lending newer heights to science, education and India's space program shall always be remembered. Mr. Modi was pleased to note that April marks 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite. He observed that India is leading the most cost-effective but successful space program in the entire world.
Aaj Bharat ek global space power ban chuka hai. Humne ek saath 104 सैटेलाइट का लॉन्च करके रिकॉर्ड बनाया है हम चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने वाले पहले देश बने हैं भारत ने मार्स ऑर्बिटर मिशन लॉन्च किया है और हम आदित्य L1 मिशन के जरिए सूरज के काफी करीब तक पहुंचे हैं आज भारत पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव लेकिन सक्सेसफुल स्पेस प्रोग्राम का नेतृत्व कर रहा है दुनिया के कई देश अपने सैटेलाइट्स और स्पेस मिशन के लिए इसरो की मदद लेते हैं
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी एक्सप्रेस्ड कॉन्फिडेंस दैट इंडिया इज गोइंग टू स्केल न्यू हाइट्स Mr. Modi informed that India is also working on the Venus Orbiter mission, Chandrayaan 4, and Mars Lander mission. Talking about the earthquake that struck Myanmar last month, the Prime Minister said India immediately started Operation Brahma to assist in relief and rescue operations. He stated that many heart-touching examples of courage, patience and ingenuity came to light in this crisis. The Indian team rescued an elderly woman of more than 70 years of age who was buried under the debris for over 18 hours. He added that India's readiness as the Vishwamitra in times of crisis and the commitment to humanity are becoming the hallmark of the nation's identity.
हमें ऑपरेशन ब्रह्मा में हिस्सा लेने वाले सभी लोगों पर बहुत गर्व है। हमारी परंपरा है, हमारे संस्कार है, वसुधैव कुटुंबकम की भावना। पूरी दुनिया एक परिवार है। संकट के समय विश्व मित्र के रूप में भारत की तत्परता और मानवता के लिए भारत की प्रतिबद्धता हमारी पहचान बन रही है।
The Prime Minister spoke of the innovative efforts of NRIs in Ethiopia, Africa, to send children who are suffering from heart disease since birth to India for treatment. Many such children are also being helped financially by the Indian families. Prime Minister Modi noted that just a few days ago, India had sent a large quantity of vaccines for the people of Afghanistan. These vaccines will be useful in preventing dangerous diseases like rabies, tetanus, hepatitis B and influenza. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He told listeners that they can now get help from a special app on their mobile called Sachet app during any natural disaster like flood, cyclone, landslide, tsunami, forest fire or avalanche. Sachet app has been developed by National Disaster Management Authority. This app also provides information in regional languages. The Prime Minister encouraged listeners to take advantage of this app and share their experiences. Mr. Modi also drew attention to a science center at Dantewada in Chhattisgarh. He said that Dantewada was earlier known for violence and unrest, but now the science center there has become a new ray of hope for children and their parents.
छत्तीसगढ़ के दंतेवाड़ा का विज्ञान केंद्र आजकल सबका ध्यान खींच रहा है। कुछ समय पहले तक दंतेवाड़ा का नाम केवल हिंसा और अशांति के लिए जाना जाता था, लेकिन अब वहाँ एक साइंस सेंटर बच्चों और उनके माता-पिता के लिए उम्मीद की नई किरण बन गया है। इस साइंस सेंटर में जाना बच्चों को खूब पसंद आ रहा है। वे अब नई-नई मशीनें बनाने से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग करके नए प्रोडक्ट्स बनाना सीख रहे हैं। उन्हें 3D प्रिंटर्स और रोबोटिक कारों के साथ ही दूसरी इनोवेटिव चीजों के बारे में जानने का मौका मिला है।
The Prime Minister also spoke about the Champaran Satyagraha of 1917, which was led by Mahatma Gandhi. He said that 108 years ago, in the months of April and May, a unique battle for independence was being fought in the country. The British were forcing the farmers to grow indigo in Bihar. Mr. Modi noted that the Champaran Satyagraha was the first big experiment by Bapu in India, and the entire British rule was shaken by Bapu's Satyagraha. The British had to suspend the law that forced farmers to cultivate indigo. The Prime Minister said that on the 10th of May, the anniversary of the first freedom struggle will be observed. On the 26th of April, the death anniversary of the hero of the 1857 revolution, Babu Veer Kunwar Singh, will be observed. He said that the nation has to keep the inspiration of such freedom fighters alive. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alert. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has begun the process of formally taking over the Pahalgam terror attack case following orders from the Home Ministry. The NIA teams, which have been camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday, have intensified the search for evidence. The NIA said in a statement that the teams, overseen by an IG, a DIG and an SP from the anti-terror agency, are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. eminent space scientist, former chairman of ISRO and architect of the National Education Policy, Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturirangan, will be cremated with full state honours in Bengaluru today. The 84-year-old Dr. Kasturirangan passed away in Bengaluru last Friday. His mortal remains were kept in Raman Research Institute today for public to pay their last respects. The cremation will be held at 2:30 p.m. at Hebbal Cremation Centre. The death toll from a massive explosion at Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran has risen to 25, with around 800 others injured, according to Iranian state media. The blast occurred yesterday when a fuel tanker exploded at the port in Hormozgan province. However, the government said the exact cause is still under investigation. President Masoud Pezeshkian, in a statement on social media, expressed his sorrow and sympathy with the victims and issued an order to investigate the causes of the incident. Moving on to sports, in badminton, P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will lead the Indian Challenge at the Sudhiraman Cup 2025 in Xiamen, China, starting today. In the first Group D clash, India will face Denmark this afternoon. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. India time. Apart from Denmark, India's other challenges in Group D are second-seeded Indonesia and England. The top two teams from the group will advance to the quarterfinals. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants in Mumbai at 3:30 this afternoon, while Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. Mumbai Indians and Lucknow Super Giants, with 10 points from 9 games, are placed 5th and 6th respectively in the table. Delhi Capitals are placed second in the table with 12 points from 8 games, and Royal Challengers Bengaluru are placed third with 11 points from 9 games. In women's cricket, India take on host Sri Lanka in the first ODI match of the Tri-Series tournament being played at Colombo. In a rain-curtailed game restricted to 39 overs a side, the Indian bowlers showed discipline as they ran through the Sri Lankan top order. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were 116 for 7 in 29 overs when reports last came in. Sri Lankan batters struggled during the power play, managing only 37 runs and losing the crucial wicket of captain Chamari Attapattu. Opener Hasini Pereira briefly steadied the innings before falling leg before wicket to Sneh Rana for 30. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 days. It has also predicted hot and humid weather over Gujarat, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. The IMD has said that there will be no significant change in maximum temperatures over Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and Rajasthan till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Nagaland, Manipur, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and South Interior Karnataka are very likely to experience thunderstorms with gusty winds today. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense, MND, has reported that 5 Chinese military aircraft, 14 Chinese Navy ships and 1 official vessel were detected operating near Taiwan by 3:30 a.m. India time today. One aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait and entered Taiwan's southwestern air defense identification zone. In response, Taiwan sent its own aircraft, ships and missile systems to monitor the situation. Taiwan's MND said on social media that they've monitored and responded accordingly. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says perpetrators and conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack in Kashmir will be given a befitting reply, assures affected families that justice will be done. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister Modi said, "The attack shows desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism who do not want peace and democracy to return to Kashmir." Mr. Modi said India's readiness to provide assistance in times of crisis anywhere in the world is becoming the hallmark of nation's identity. National Investigation Agency intensifies search for evidence in the Pahalgam terror attack case. Death toll from massive explosion at Iranian port rises to 25, around 800 injured. And in women's ODI cricket, India take on host Sri Lanka in Tri-Series opener in Colombo. And with that, we end the midday news.